At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, I'll Take You Higher. Plus, we'll have Tears Day, Web Gems, etc. The noon hour, we'll have Adam Gold on from Carolina to talk to us a little bit about our new overlord. I like thinking about bosses as overlords. It kind of cushions the blow a little bit. You know, when you just tell yourself instantly that that guy's in charge, you just kind of let it go.
Is that how it works?
For me, as a pacifist, 10 toes on each side of the fence.
Yes, that's
kind of guy.
That's when you said if you had the internet power, you would use it. I'm just like, no, you wouldn't.
Again,
come on now.
Again, I told you I would do it and not tell anybody.
No, you wouldn't. It would require you doing something. Come on now.
So there's a lot of that to get to. A funny, interesting kind of situation that came across my feed that I wanted to just kind of laugh about a little bit is the Major League Baseball put out the World Series schedule. They have it scheduled. I mean, they did come out and say that if both series, like both LCS series, finish up quickly, if they don't go past game five, this schedule could change. But this is like assuming that all games go to game five, game three, game seven, sort of thing. And that would put game seven of the World Series on November 1st.
Dude, I don't like that.
Yeah, nobody likes that. Not even when Jeter became Mr. November did I like that.
Yeah, no, it's weird.
But what that could cause a problem is that's a Saturday on Fox. Baseball games tend to be at 5 o'clock in the World Series. That weekend is Penn State at Ohio State. And it has caused a little bit of confusion as to what Fox will do as they are bidding on these games to try to get a hold of them. You would want Penn State at Ohio State probably in that 4 o'clock window. Right?
Yeah, well,
at the shoe?
Kind of also sounds like a possible Peacock game to me.
Well, that's the problem. Yeah. It's almost like nobody wants to touch this game now.
Not only that, that's one of those weekends that's loaded.
So exactly.
You have Penn State, Ohio State. You've got Duke, Clemson, Notre Dame, Boston College, Miami, SMU, Arizona State, Iowa State, South Carolina, Ole Miss, Texas Tech, Kansas State, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Indiana, Maryland. I'm trying to see if there's any other.
Dude, Wazoo at Oregon State for the local vibe?
Yeah.
Dude, that's a big game. It's going to be on CBS.
And Florida, Georgia.
Yeah.
Good God. The World Series does not want that beef. Like, doesn't matter what
they
network.
They don't, but Fox is married to it.
Oh, I know, but I'm saying, like, if you're Fox, you're looking to move that to Friday.
Move the game to Friday?
You're looking to move that game to Friday.
Can you do that? Can they do that? Can they push Penn State, Ohio State to Friday night?
No. I'm talking the World Series.
Can't. Game six is on Friday.
I'm saying that the whole schedule needs to bump back a day.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
You're praying that those series before don't go long.
You're praying that Dodgers, Padres, and the NLCS is a five-game series? Yeah, like, I don't know if that's going to happen.
Because you're going to get slaughtered.
Well, what's going to happen is you're going to lose the right to it. Someone else is going to snatch it. I mean, unless you're okay with putting that game at the big noon, you know?
No way.
I mean, if it means not getting, getting the game,
you won't put it at big noon because the Florida Georgia game is the 12:30 kick.
Because you're going to go head to head with who's got that? Is that
ABC.
CBS, ABC?
Yeah. So you're not. So yeah,
you don't want to go head to head.
It's a nighttime game.
It can't be on Fox.
So yeah.
Then to Jeff's point, that would be a Peacock game.
So what you do?
Dude, you want to talk about people getting mad? People gonna get real mad.
I'm a Peacock. You gotta let me fly.
If Penn State, Ohio State is on Peacock, I have Peacock, so I don't care. I have everything.
I have everything. So I get it for free.
Yeah, you're good. But people are not gonna be stoked about that.
I mean, NBC could, you know, call an audible there.
If I were NBC, you put that on. Well, main. I don't know, man. There's that brain trust that's going to be like, it's just this game.
Well, so we've seen this before where there's been some swaps. You can have swaps.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there's weeks in there to do that. And so if you, and there's like a point system tied to it, basically. And if you swap this, but here's the thing, you know, the other networks are going to know that they're leveraged. So, you know. What does that end up looking like for
exactly.
you?
This is going to be a battle. Mm. My favorite part was when I was reading about this on the college football subreddit, Penn State fans were like, we're never going to the horseshoe at night again, ever. They were like, that won't happen. We won't do it. We refuse to do it. And I was like, oh, I'm a little scared over there. A little scared over there.
Didn't like it.
But it'll be interesting, like from a Fox perspective, like you might have to just eat it. Or what would be the worst thing about going up against Florida, Georgia?
Nobody watching.
Like, but what if Florida has four losses at that time with that brutal schedule?
Or Lagway's hurt.
You see what I mean? Like, what if Florida is kind of dissipated? I mean, their schedule might be one of the worst in the country.
Yeah, I think the
or best, however you want to describe that.
I was listening to Pate the other day, and I think he said it's like the number five or number six toughest schedule in the
country. They could have four losses by November
1st. Sure, and at that point in time, then you...
Then I would take a shot. If Penn State and Ohio State are undefeated, if Penn State gets through Oregon, Ohio State's clean, I'd take a shot at it.
Yeah.
But I guess I still think you just want those big games, unless they're in the South, because, look, I know everybody in the South loves their daytime games. It just means more. But I would rather have that at noon than on Peacock.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, if I'm college football.
Yeah, 100%.
If I'm college football.
No, there's a 0% chance that you want that game going to an alternate platform with the two of your, you know, biggest brands in the conference.
That's where we are, guys. That's where we are. Can you smell it? I saw today we're Gardner Minshew days away from Wazoo football, which is the number on his jersey.
Yeah, dang.
So, I love these wars. I love when media companies, broadcast partners have to, like, fight each other because they, like, won't take the scraps, but they'll scratch and claw for all the big ones.
Mm.
So, it really makes me excited to think that somebody's going to have to lose in this situation.
Well,
or concede, I should say.
When one concedes, another one wins, but it ends up coming back around, and the other one concedes, and that's the thing. It's like it's a quote unquote big deal until it's not a big deal when the other network has to do the same thing.
I mean, I don't know if it goes to Game 7 of the. I mean, mine just not go to a Game 7 of a World Series, so you have that as well.
Sure,
but Game 7 of the World Series on at 5:00, Wazoo at Oregon State at 4:30. Damn it, I'm gonna have to buy another TV.
Come, you don't care.
I do too.
No, you don't. You say all the time you don't care.
When the game's on, I'm gonna watch.
God, would you pick a side?
No.
Just unbelievable.
I did pick a side.
I'm not going to watch. I don't care.
Well, I don't care, but I'm going to watch. It's my team.
Five toes down on each side of the fence, right?
You got it, dude.
God.
My butt hurts, though.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.